Welcome to The Connected Life. The Connected Life with hosts Travis and Carrie Fry is all about helping you live a more connected life. They want you more connected to God, self, spouse, family, community, and to the world at large. It is their belief that the more connected you are, the holier and healthier you will be. So stay tuned to The Connected Life with your hosts Travis and Carrie Fry as they explore all facets of what it means to live the connected life.
Welcome to The Connected Life, a ministry of Crossroads Counseling on Faith Talk 1360 KPXQ. I'm your host, Christian Counselor Travis Fry, joined by my wife and co-host Carrie Fry.
We are a husband and wife team that together combine our training in both psychology and theology and our real life experience to bring you The Connected Life.
The Connected Life is all about intimately connecting with and loving both God and others.
So I'm really excited today.
Me too.
We have a special guest, and she just happens to be my little sister. Yay! My little sister Jenna is joining us because she is a certified life coach, and we wanted to have her on to talk about what life coaching is, and what is Christian life coaching, and how it differs from counseling and other things like that. So I'm excited. This will be a great day. So Jenna, do you want to say hi to everybody?
Hi. Thanks for having me on. I'm excited to talk to you guys about it today.
Yay! So Jenna has a bachelor's from Grand Canyon and a master's of arts in theology and art from Fuller Theological Cemetery.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a good little slip there. Seminary. And she has a lot of experience with youth ministry and artistic behavioral health. So she has a lot of art and creativity that she brings to the life coaching that she does. And so, Jenna, I was wondering if you could just talk to us about what life coaching is.
Yeah, so life coaching is kind of exactly how it sounds. It's a person to kind of walk through life with you and support you. It's not counseling. It's different than counseling for sure. But it's a way to provide a safe, non-judgmental space for clients to identify how they would like to balance and improve their life by creating goals that are positive and life-affirming. So, you know, looking at different ways of which they might be feeling out of balance or out of touch, or really just feeling like their life isn't going in the direction that they want, a life coach is there to help support a person identify the ways that they can actually move toward the direction that they're looking for, finding that purpose, that calling, you know, spiritually, mentally, physically, what have you, in whatever area they're feeling a little off balance.
I like that, where it really seems to give a person that practical side, where maybe you don't have the, the counseling where you need to, you've already done the digging, you already have.
Kind of like the going back in the past.
Right, you've done your work through your daddy issues and your
yeah.
mama issues, but you're ready to take those steps in making your life exactly what God, you know, intends it to be. And I love this idea of having someone to help walk alongside you and just be a partner in that. Is that
right.
Is that basically part of what, like, life coaching would be?
Yeah, you know, like, if you look at it just in terms of a coach, right? If you look at baseball or basketball, they teach you the tips and tricks and different things to help you identify the skills that you have and how you can utilize those even better. So a life coach is the same thing, but you're looking at, you know, the broad spectrum of life. It can be a focused area of, you know, looking at your health or your, you know, looking at career, family, friends, whatever you feel like you're out of balance with. And then me, the life coach or whoever, can help, you know, work alongside you to figure out the ways and that you might want to develop. And it's not me telling you things, not me giving you advice or anything like that, but helping you dig deep within to figure out those things and really just drive what you want and figure out the ways to do that by setting goals and really just finding what is is deep down what you already want to do, but just finding the action plan to actually do that.
I love that.
So we're talking to Jenna Hernandez, who is a certified life coach and the newest member of Crossroads Counseling. This is a life coaching is a new service that we are now offering, and she is talking about life coaching, how that differs a little bit from counseling, what it is, and how it can help people who may be interested in life coaching. And what I like that you're talking about, Jenna, is just this idea of like digging, helping the client, if that's the right term, just kind of dig deeper inside and, you know, kind of find that internal strength or like reservoir to really create the change that they want to create, and helping them to identify obstacles. And then I heard you say really coming up with like an action plan, like here are the concrete steps that we can take to really try to make whatever goal that you have into reality.
Right. Yep, that's perfect.
So could you give us an idea of what, maybe just an example of what life coaching would look like if you had someone come to you for life coaching? What would you start with? What would you say? What would you talk about?
So first off, I really just try to get to know the person who's coming to me. I want to see, you know, why first off they want to do life coaching. Some people come with an actual purpose, like, you know, a focus of, you know, they're feeling out of balance in a certain part of their life, whether it be, you know, just their career, whether it be, you know, they don't feel like they're having enough fun or enjoyment out of life. You can, you know, identify different ways to help you feel healthier in life, different things like that. And then we kind of discuss further how we can make steps in progress towards those, toward feeling balanced or healthier, you know, like you're enjoying your life again. And so it's for people who are feeling stuck or, you know, just feel like there's something else that they want to achieve. So it's really goal oriented. And so when we do a session, it would definitely be identifying that, identifying the goal that you want, and then working on developing small goals to help you achieve that, and then and really continuing to work on that larger goal. We would, you know, I'm definitely the person to help keep you accountable and follow through with the steps that you actually achieve the goals you want to, and identify the things that are creating barriers to actually being successful with that.
We're talking to Jenna Hernandez, Certified Life Coach with Crossroads Counseling, and you're listening to The Connected Life with Travis and Carrie Fry on Faith Talk 1360 KPXQ. To learn more about life coaching, you can call us at 623-680-3486, or you can visit us on the web at counselingphoenixscottsdale.com. Jenna, let's talk a little bit about what life coaching is not.
Okay.
Maybe you can help us understand. You know, you've said that it's not really counseling, and it doesn't really, you know, dig into the past. It's more present and future oriented.
Mm-hmm.
But help us understand what life coaching is not.
So life coaching, as you said, it is definitely not counseling. It's not looking at, you know, getting into those deep-rooted things that you don't really know the reason why you're doing it, and looking at the past and all of that. That's definitely the space for counseling. And I greatly respect counseling and want to give that room, because I think it does a wonderful, you know, just helps create so much healing in that process. I see life coaching as either the step after a person has done counseling, to help you kind of really identify how you move forward, how you create your future in the direction that you want to, or for that person who really doesn't need or has already worked through the counseling aspects, you know, not necessarily just right before, but, you know, sometime in their past where it's definitely something that they've already gotten an understanding of who they are and how they work, and you know, maybe why the past has made impact on their present, but need that extra push or encouragement to really achieve the goals that they're wanting to. So that's definitely a big piece of what life coaching is not. It's also not a place for me as a life coach to give advice or tell the client what to do with their life. I'm definitely not going to, you know, go around and be like, oh yeah, you definitely need to do this, this, and this, and then you're going to become, you know, whatever I think. It's definitely focused on what the client wants. Carrie, were you going to say something?
No, I just thought, that it's not going to, you're helping the client do the work, right? You're helping guide and helping them to make those decisions and take steps on their own. You're not going to just make the decisions for them. Is that kind of what you're saying? Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, for sure. And so I'm definitely still doing work here. And really, I'm a person who has, you know, that objective perspective, and helps to ask questions of, you know, how you're going to achieve this goal, or, you know, help you find ways that you can do this, or set small goals, or identify what is holding you back from doing that. Like, if you're fearful of the change and different things like that. And so we definitely still have that conversation, and there's definitely still a large role for me in that, but it's focused on, really empowering the client to move forward with those things by me just supporting and encouraging, and really helping to develop that confidence that is deep down inside themselves.
Yeah, I like the idea of a guide or a coach. Like those two images are really great. I think of when I hear about the whole life coaching, the way it works. I think of I remember when I had a pastor one time with the big jar of rocks,
mm-hmm.
and the example of how you have a bunch of little rocks at the bottom, it might be just like the silly everyday, all these little things that you have to do. You're sticking it in you stick that in the jar, and then if you stick some other bigger rocks in the jar, that might be some small priorities you put in there, mm-hmm. then you get to the big rocks and you can't fit them in anymore. You know, maybe those are your major priorities, like, okay, I want to be able to have time with God. I want to be able to put my family first, and they don't fit in the jar. But if you dump it all out and you put the big ones in first and then put the little ones, it can all fit. And that's kind of how it looks like a life coach can help, is like knowing what are your priorities, helping you figure out, okay, what is the most important things? What are your goals? And then how do you adjust the other things and so that you can reach those goals?
Yeah, I think that's actually hitting it on the head right there, just because I think the prioritizing is a huge piece of it and helping you find that balance. And sometimes just because life is so overwhelming, it gets so hard to actually find those things that are prioritizing, because you want to please everybody. And so it's definitely to have someone just help you in that and really identifying what is a priority to you.
Yeah.
This is The Connected Life with Travis and Carrie Fry on Faith Talk, 1360 KPXQ. You can visit us on Facebook. Just go to Facebook and type in The Connected Life Radio and you'll find our page. Or if you're looking for coaching or counseling help, you can visit us on CounselingPhoenixScottsdale.com or call us at 623-680-3486. We're visiting with Certified Life Coach Jenna Hernandez. And Jenna, I want to, you and I had this talk about, three steps, or maybe three things, action steps, right, that our listeners can do to live a more happier, more balanced life. And I was just wondering if you could talk about those.
Yeah. And this really is kind of, three smaller steps that you can take to feel a little more balanced and happy in your life. Sometimes it takes bigger steps than that, but these are definitely some ways to help you just start working toward that and making those small steps to really achieving the bigger things that you want. And so the three things that I really feel are really important are practicing self-care, and then practicing gratitude, and learning to say no, so setting healthy boundaries and different things like that. I really think that those are that just add to life and really, make a difference in in the daily tasks and help you just kind of identify really what just have a more balanced life.
So let's break this down a little bit. When you mm-hmm. talk about self-care, what is that? What is self-care and why is it important?
Yeah. And self-care, I think, is a really important one. Why kind of I talk about that first? Because it spills over into all different areas of life. But self-care is a way for you to describe, like, actions that you take in order to help you feel more balanced, mentally, physically, and spiritually. So it's just different actions. It's not something specific, but something that really just it is in tune with what you enjoy in life. And it's just to help you, you know, have that alone time, not even necessarily alone time, but that time to really just relax and rejuvenate, to really be able to handle the rest of life. And it's not a one-time thing. It's definitely something that I encourage to do on a regular basis. That's kind of basically it, in a very big nutshell.
Yeah. So what are some practical ways that our listeners can practice self-care?
So definitely some practical ways. It's really dependent on you. So I always encourage, you know, the person to ask themselves what helps them, you know, feel balanced, or what do they enjoy doing. And so definitely one of the things for me is art. So art is always one that I encourage. I think being creative, no matter how, like, actually artistic you think you are, just being creative and connecting to that inner child is always, I think, really helpful. And really a positive way to relax. You'll see, you know, all those the coloring books and, like, the adult coloring books and all of that now. And it's definitely something that's catching on, and people are really interested in doing that. Other, you know, is going on a hike or playing with your dog or cat. Reading and sitting and reading a good book, taking a bath, exercising. There's so many different things. I mean, even taking time to meditate or pray and read the Bible are definitely just ways to kind of just recenter and help you, you know, rejuvenate in the ways that you need.
Great. Your second step that you've identified to live a happier, more balanced life is to practice gratitude. So when you talk about gratitude, you know, Scripture talks about giving thanks, and mm-hmm. and I think this is very much the same concept here. So why is this so important to living a happier, more balanced life?
So I think gratitude, again, it's just recognizing being a part of a larger whole, right? Us as, you know, Christians and people in general, like we are part of a larger body, and it's a wonderful thing to stop and take that second to be able to just feel reconnected with that, even when days are bad. Practicing gratitude helps you definitely just decrease the stress and anxiety. It helps you actually sleep better and feel better. But it also impacts the people around you. You actually, when you practice gratitude, you actually have more positive interactions with other people, and it actually encourages you, within, to connect more with other people. There's scientific study for that, and so it's definitely a really beneficial thing, and it helps you kind of just take a step back and recognize the good, even though, you know, some days there are really not so great things that happen. But finding those small things will definitely help just kind of balance that out.
I love that. I think I read somewhere the statement that gratitude counteracts anxiety. It's mm-hmm. like the opposite of anxiety. And I think that's always a helpful thing for when I'm getting anxious, I'm getting scared, to think about that thankfulness and being grateful for what we have and what's going on. And it really does help calm. You feel that pressure on your chest lift a little bit. And I've tried to do that with my kids. We'll try to do, okay, let's think of our three things that we're thankful for today. And yep. they'll go back to that. You know, sometimes I'll forget to do it, but they'll go back, oh, Mom, I'm thankful for this and this. I'm like, oh, you knew I was anxious and you were anxious. And they do that. So that I love that. So, Jenna, could you tell us a little bit more about that that discipline of being able to say no and how important that is in a balanced life. I know
Certainly.
So many, especially mothers, that mm-hmm. struggle with that, just being able to say no.
Right, right. And, you know, even I struggle with it on a daily basis, and I really have to, you know, sit and think about, okay, is it really something that's important? And you know, remind myself of these steps, too. But learning to say no, I think, is really all about setting boundaries and finding that important, you know, just that middle of feeling balanced and really achieving the things that you need to do in the day, but also recognizing, you know, some of that stuff you don't need to do because it's going to make you feel overwhelmed and just increase your stress, which is counterproductive. You're not going to get as much stuff done. You're not going to have a high quality of work when you do it, and you're not going to have positive interactions with other people. And so it's just looking, you know, how to really just find that balance and just be able to enjoy life while still getting the things accomplished that you need to accomplish.
Yeah. I see. I think that's huge in focusing on those important goals. You know,
yeah.
You have to be able to say no because there's so many opportunities out there that are great opportunities, mm-hmm. but they may not be the best for you right now.
Right, right. And I think a lot of people, you know, they struggle with the idea of, you know, saying no and all of that. But really, it's recognizing, you know, if you have too much on your plate, you're not going to be able to put your all into everything that you do.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my reminder to myself of, you know, making sure that if I'm saying yes to something, am I going to make that, you know, am I going to be able to put my all into it, or is that going to stress me out and I'm not going to really be doing this, giving my 100%.
Yeah.
And so that's super helpful, I think, in remembering that. But yeah.
So those three steps again, practicing self-care. Go ahead, Jenna.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. It's practicing self-care, practicing gratitude, and learning to say no.
Yeah. And as I look at those, I think it's really rich. You know, I think about Christ practicing self-care. He withdrew from the crowds. He took time to meditate and pray and just recharge himself, and just the importance of that. We don't do enough of that.
Right.
Practicing gratitude, again, being thankful. And you mentioned, Jenna, that there is some scientific evidence for that. And it's always amazing to me how the scientific research that we're just discovering now kind of backs up what the Bible has told us all along. So I think that's pretty
yeah.
cool. And then learning to say no. And I think that is a big challenge for people. But in this world, with all the things that are coming at us 90 miles per hour.
Yeah, social media.
Social media.
There's so much, like Pinterest and events and all the different things. There's so many things that you can be like, oh, that would be great to do.
So
yep.
Great, great stuff. So Jenna Hernandez is a certified life coach with Crossroads Counseling. If you'd like to talk to her, meet with her, or maybe just even have like a free 20-minute phone consultation, you can call us at 623-680-3486. Jenna, thank you so much for being with us today. It was great.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to have talked about it, for sure.
Absolutely. So to connect with the Connected Life Radio, go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/The Connected Life Radio. And once again, if you or someone is looking for counseling or coaching help, you can visit our website at counselingphoenixscottsdale.com. You can read about Jenna Hernandez there, or you can call us at 623-680-3486. And remember to get connected and stay connected.